South Korean Prime Minister Han Sung-soo told lawmakers in Seoul Friday the country is on alert amid signs North Korea may be preparing to test launch a long-range missile. He says the South is responding to the possibility of a launch by boosting its anti-ballistic missile defenses. The South's chief official on North Korea policy, Unification Minister Hyun In-taek, says Seoul is being vigilant. He says South Korea is closely watching the movements of North Korean troops and is making thorough preparations for all situations. South Korean and U.S. experts have warned there is evidence North Korea is preparing a launch site. South Korea's largest daily newspaper, the Joseon Ilbo, quoted intelligence officials who say the North is transporting rocket sections to the site. South Korean Foreign Minister Yoo Myung-hwan warned this week Pyongyang is miscalculating the advantages of provoking its neighbors and could trigger punitive action by the United Nations. Yoo says a missile test will not benefit North Korea at all. Over the past year, Pyongyang has steadily sharpened its rhetoric against conservative South Korean President Lee Myung-bak. The North also warned last month it was scrapping all previous peace accords with the South. Kim Yong-hyun is a North Korea specialist at Seoul's Dongguk University. He says North Korea may be following in its past footsteps of using a military display for political objectives. He says North Korea's provocative actions are intended to get the attention of the United States. Pyongyang also hopes to rally North Korea's public, he says, by pressuring South Korea, all the while trying to rattle the resolve of the Lee administration. Monday marks the first-time arrival in Asia of U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton since taking that position. It is also the 67th birthday of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. While that date might possibly be seen by the North as an auspicious one for the launch, many experts believe Pyongyang will not be technically capable of conducting a long-range missile test before the end of the month. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.